The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Veristo Herbicide from BASF, SRS Commodities, and Heads Up Plant Protectants. NDSU Extension Weed Specialist Joe Eichle joins us to talk about weed control in dry beans.
So we'll look at the most common and problematic weeds in our region for dry bean. We do kind of rely a lot on the survey that we've been able to utilize the last several years, and it's a lot of the typical actors you might expect rise to the top of that list. Kochia, water hemp, other pigweeds like redroot pigweed, and then common ragweed are some of those that are kind of the top of the common and troublesome list. And those are always just a challenge. They're a challenge in all of our crops. And when you look at something like dry bean, we have fewer herbicide options than something like wheat or corn or even soybean. And so that's one of the reasons why they become an added challenge in dry beans. Another one we probably should mention, as far as grasses, our foxtail species, or some folks refer to them as pigeon grass. Those are becoming more difficult in dry beans because of the prevalence of group 1 and group 2 herbicide resistance. And those are our kind of classic graminicides we might use to control those. And so that might be another one to keep an eye out for, depending on where you're at in the North Harvest region. Things are going fast, and our rainfall pattern, at least that I've been observing, has been pretty sporadic. And so if you can, incorporate your herbicides ahead of planting. Still a very popular option in dry bean for conventional tillage. If you do have that residual herbicide on, just, again, really need to pay attention to which fields actually do receive rainfall.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants, SRS Commodities, Veristo Herbicide from BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, and North Harvest Bean Growers Association.